This is Bird Note. A city lake may seem quiet and still at first, but with a little time, you might start to hear its music. Female wood ducks call out to each other, keeping an eye out for predators. Red-winged blackbirds sing from the cattails. The males perch high on the stems and show off their red shoulder patches, while the females search for food deep in the undergrowth. A belted kingfisher flies the length of the shoreline, rattling and diving at small fish. Several pairs of mallards paddle around the shallows, quacking companionably as they dunk their heads in the water looking for food.
This is Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host for the hour, Danny Nesvedarani. If you couldn't already tell, this is going to be a pretty jazz-centric episode. The theme of today is Vancouver fusion jazz. And, you know, can't necessarily say that who I'm playing right now is a Vancouver artist, but he is someone who recorded this album in Vancouver. More specifically, this album was recorded at Phoenix Recorders, Vancouver, Canada, back in 1988. I know I've been teasing it, but who I'm playing right now, in fact, is none other than Mark Hasselbeck. Full name, Gabriel Mark Hasselbeck, but this was made in 1988 and only says Mark Hasselbeck. So I guess he was only going by his middle and last name at the time. He's the producer, and the co-producer is Marty Hasselbeck, so most likely some relation there. And there is just a lot of cool instrumentation happening. If you go further into the credits, it says here Mark Hasselbeck is playing the trumpet, the flute, the Akai EVI 1000 electronic valve instrument, the IVL Pitchrider 4000 MIDI interface, the trombone, the kalimba, the Akai 7 S900 sampler, the AX60 synthesizer, and Mark's EV1000 is featured on all cuts, including the nylon string guitar on Bodega. Wow. All right. So what we're listening right now is Solar Winds 2. Not Solar Winds 1, but Solar Winds 2, which I believe is a similar album to Solar Winds 1, but is a re-recording of some of the tracks and includes some new stuff as well. Don't ask me why we're not listening to it. We're listening to 2 right now. Second, Solar Winds. And there is just so much cool instrumentation and grooves and rhythms just all over this album. So let's play some more of it. That first track was titled Los Enamorados. I'm so sorry for that pronunciation. But next up, we've got, as mentioned previously, Bodega Bay by Mark Hasselbeck, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in this hour. Into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. The last track was Bodega Bay by Mark Hasselback. And coming up next, we've got Slipstream. Before we get into the next track, though, do want to shout out the rest of the performers on this album. Don't think it's fair to only reference the main guy, but on this album, we have Paul Horn on soprano sax, we have Graeme Coleman on pianos, Dave Pickle on keyboards and the Akai S900 sampler, Renee Wurst on bass, Norm Fisher on the McBride six-string bass, Kat Hendricks on the drums and percussion, Bill Runge on tenor sax, Pat Coleman guitar, and Tom Levin also on guitar, courtesy of Blue Wave Records. Let's get on to the next track. Once again, you're listening to Analog Archives with your host for the hour, Danny Nesvetterani. This next one's titled Slipstream. Thank you. Okay, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Our last track was titled Slipstream by Mark Hasselbeck, and we are doing a somewhat of a compilation of jazz music and fusion jazz that was produced here in Vancouver, BC. This is an album from 1988 titled Solar Winds 2, and we're going to play the last track off of Side A here. It's titled Afro. again, you're tuning into Analog Archives here at CJSF. That last track, once again, was Aphrodisia by Mark Hasselbeck off of his album Solar Winds 2 from 1988, which was recorded here in Vancouver. We're going to be going more into the fusion direction with a jazz fusion group based in Vancouver by the name of Skywalk. This is their album by the name of Silent Witness, which came out in 1986. And here on the back, we've got Rene Wurst on basses, though you might have recognized that name because I said it just about 10 minutes ago when talking about some of the other performers on that Mark Hasselbeck record. And honestly, when doing research for this episode, that was something I was coming across a lot. It very much seems like if you are a jazz musician, you're most likely in just a bunch of different groups and a bunch of different ensembles and contributing to a lot of different albums. And also, if you're a jazz musician, it seems like you just do it for decades and decades and never stop doing it. So that was really cool to see, too. Anyways, let's go on with the rest of the people on this list. There's Kat Hendricks as well on drums, Harris Van Berkel on guitar, Tom Keenlyside on saxophones, Jim McGilvray on percussion, and Graeme Coleman again on keyboards. All compositions are by Graeme Coleman, except Tom Keenlyside. Alright, the engineer of this album is Patrick Glover, mixed by Claire Lawrence and Patrick Glover, Graeme Coleman, and Rene Wurst. Recorded, of course, at Little Mountain Sound, Vancouver, BC, in February of 1983. Okay, let's get on to the first track of this record here on Side A. We've got Silent Witness. Thank you so much for staying tuned this hour, and hope you enjoy.